After being rejected on physical grounds from 5 officer training programs, I was drafted into the Army and certified fit for unlimited service. I decided I was not going to like the Army and copped out on my nuthouse record. I once got on a Van Gogh kick and cut off a finger joint to impress someone who interested me at the time. The nuthouse doctors had never heard of Van Gogh. They put me down for schizophrenia, adding paranoid type, to explain the upsetting fact that I knew where I was and who was president of the U.S. When the Army saw that diagnosis, they discharged me with the notation, "This man is never to be recalled or reclassified." After parting company with the Army, I took a variety of jobs. You could have about any job you wanted at that time. I worked as a private detective, an exterminator, a bartender. I worked in factories and offices. I played around the edges of crime. But my $150 per month was always there. I did not have to have money. It seemed a romantic extravagance to jeopardize my freedom by some token act of crime. It was at this time and under these circumstances that I came in contact with junk, became an addict, and thereby gained the motivation, the real need for money I had never had before. The question is frequently asked, why does a man become a drug addict? The answer is that he usually does not intend to become an addict. You don't wake up one morning and decide to be a drug addict. It takes at least 3 months shooting twice a day to get any habit at all. You don't really know what junk sickness is until you have had several habits. It took me almost 6 months to get my first habit, and then the withdrawal symptoms were mild. I think it's no exaggeration to say it takes about a year and several hundred injections to make an addict. The questions, of course, could be asked. Why did you ever try narcotics? Why did you continue using it long enough to become an addict? You become a narcotics addict because you do not have strong motivations in any other direction. Junk wins by default. I tried it as a matter of curiosity. I drifted along, taking shots when I could score. I ended up hooked. Most addicts I have talked to report a similar experience. They did not start using drugs for any reason they can remember. They just drifted along until they got hooked. If you have never been addicted, you can have no clear idea what it means to need junk with the addict's special need. You don't decide to be an addict. One morning you wake up sick and you are an addict. I have never regretted my experience with drugs. I think I am in better health now as a result of using junk at intervals than I would be if I had never been an addict. Junk is a cellular equation that teaches the user facts of general validity. I've learned a great deal from using junk. I've seen life measured out in eyedroppers of morphine solution. I experienced the agonizing deprivation of junk sickness and the pleasure of relief when junk-thirsty cells drank from the needle. Perhaps all pleasure is relief. I have learned the cellular stoicism that junk teaches the user. I have seen a cell full of sick junkies, silent and immobile in separate misery. They knew the pointlessness of complaining or moving. They knew that basically no one can help anyone else. There is no key, no secret someone else has that he can give you. I've learned the junk equation. Junk is not, like alcohol or weed, a means to increased enjoyment of life.